I want to talk this week, Parshas Shemais, what is Chazal's view about astrology? Okay? Rashi brings about astrology this week's Parsha. I want to read the Psukim. I want to show, first of all, the difference between Rashi and Ramban on the progressions of the Gezeris. So, Klal Yisrael were populating at a very quick rate. Torah says, V'nei Soporu, V'yitritzu, V'yirbu, V'yatzmu, B'moid Mioid. And Rashi says, six at a shot. V'yakam melech chodesh ha-meshamesh ha-layodas yaseh v'yir melamoy hinei am b'nei so rav v'atzim imenu. So they had to think of a plan how to population control. Because they said, we're going to be driven out of the land. So first step of the gezeira was, they made people in charge of taxes. What was the tax? The tax was they have to build Pisa Misramses. Okay, so they put the men to work 24/7, and they thought that would be a population control. But the Torah says, V'chasha ya'anu oiso kenyeb v'chenyeb yifrats. People getting pregnant very quickly, they were having multiple births at one shot, so that wasn't working. V'avidu bin tzayim is b'nei z'lefar. V'yimorus hayim b'vayda kosha, etc. So then the Melech B'tzayim then goes and tells the midwives, V'yaw d'chemes ivriyos v'isam al avnoim, when you see, when you're going to go help the women give birth, kill the babies then. Okay, so it was to kill the boys. Rashi says they were only makbid on the males. The astrologer said there's going to be a son born that's going to save the Jews. Okay. Meanwhile, they didn't cooperate, the midwives. Okay, so then the next gezeira was Yitzav Paro L'chol Amoy. Now here Rashi says something interesting. Yitzav Paro L'chol Amoy Afaleim Gazar. Rashi says that the gezeira was on the Mitzrim as well. Pari said all boys have to die, not just Jewish boys, Egyptian boys as well. Yitzav Paro L'chol Amoy Leimar. Now why did Pari make this gezeira? Pretty cruel gezeira, even on his own people. Because af aleim gaza yom shenay led Moshe, because the day that Moshe was born, omer leat tigninov, his astrologers, again astrology, hayoyim nailed Moshein, today the Moshein Sheyisol was born, the savior of the Jewish people was born, veinon yoidim, but we don't know, imitzriim imisol, if he's a Jew or an imitzri. So what happened here? They didn't know. They got it somewhat. What was going on here? It was a cloudy day then. What? Oh, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say a good shot. Good. Very good. Okay. So meanwhile, but the question is, they have some kind of wisdom, but it's kind of foggy. Okay. We're going to show many Rashi's throughout the Torah say almost an identical language. Okay. So the question we're asking is, which you're right, but the question we're asking is. Why, if they're able to have some kind of wisdom in the stars, why couldn't they get it right? Okay? I wanted to tell you a story. There's a biography about on the Brisk Rav, maybe it's Exev Salvechik, written by your fellow Yosef Muller. Anyways, over there he brings Reb Chaim Salvechik, the Brisk Rav's father. Reb Chaim Salvechik had an uncanny ability to figure out people's human nature. I want to read you a quick story over here. It says, like, I'm reading it straight from the book. I found it on Google Books. It had a few pages that actually it had the story. Reb Chaim had deep insight into people's behavior. Often upon the slightest hint from somebody, he could determine the motivations for his action. While walking down the streets in Brisk, when he noticed someone from out of town, he would immediately be able to determine who he was and what his business was in Brisk. He had uncanny ability to figure people out. Once while walking with his son and some of his followers, a man who they did not recognize was walking towards them. So they asked Reb Chaim, what's that Jew doing in Brisk? They asked Reb Chaim, what's that Jew doing here? Reb Chaim looked at me and said, I have no idea. Okay. Anyways, curious, one of the group approached the man, they ran after the guy, and said, what are you doing in Brisk? Can I help you in any way? The guy said, I'll tell you the truth, said the perplexed man. I have no reason to be here. I was on the train on my way to further down and I got off by mistake. So Reb Chaim was right. When Reb Chaim said, I have no idea why he's here, that was the answer. He had no idea why he's here. So this is like that Stagnine Pari. I'm going to explain this a little bit better. When Rashi said they didn't know, it's not because they didn't know. The answer was it wasn't known. Okay? I want to show Rashi throughout the Chumash very similar Rashi. In Vayeshev, Rashi says, what's the reason why we juxtapose the story of Tamar next to the story of Eshes Potiphera? So Rashi says, they were both L'shem Shemayim. Rashi says, why was Eshes Potiphar L'shem Shemayim? K'dei lismoich maise ishtoi shel Potiphar l'maise Tamar l'emulcha. Ma'azu L'shem Shemayim? Avzu L'shem Shemayim. The wife of Potiphar, Sherab astrologian, she saw in astrology, Shehemida lahamid bonim mimena, she's going to have children from Yosef. Ve'ena yodasi mimena imibita. Same thing, it wasn't clear. Why? Why wasn't it clear? Because again, she told Yosef, we were supposed to have children together, let's have this affair. Her mistake was, Yosef married who? Osnas bas Potiphera. And again, b'nei banim, harem kebanim. Okay, so that's the second time. And then and again, in Parshas, boy, and Shemosh Yud Yud, almost an identical Rashi again. So interesting. It's almost every time. It's uncanny. Vayoyim, so Pari, 2 weeks from now, Pari says, Ki ro'o neged p'neichem. Rashi says, Midrasha, yesh koichav sheshmoy ro'o, omelem Pari, royani bivsagminus. My astrologer is telling me that when you're going to go out to the forest, to the wilderness, the desert, there's a star called Ra'ah. Ki Ra'ah Raged Panechem. That star, through understanding astrology, means you're going to have blood in the desert. Pari says, you're going to go to the desert, you're going to have bloodshed. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, by the eagle, said, Ru'u ki Ra'ah, Lomu Yoimu Mitzrayim Lemar, Bi Ra'ah Haitziyam. Well, you're going to kill us, then they're going to be right. So what Hashem turned it into Dam Mila, and when Yeshua ben Nun took them into his soul, he gave them another bris, and the astrology was correct that there was blood in the Midbar. But what's the common thread between all of this? So there's a Yesod from Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz written in Yaros Tavash. Very briefly, the idea is there's a chilik between astrology and Nevuah. Nevuah, whether it's Nevuah or whether it's through the Urim V'Tumim, it's always going to be exactly precise. In fact, that medrash that I quoted before in Parshas Vayeshev, everyone knows the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Saita says Yosef himself almost was committed the crime with Eshes Potiphera. What happened? Rashi brings Al Torah. She saw the most yukne shalaviv. That's what Rashi brings. The Gemara in Saita continues, and Yaakov said, "If you do this, your name won't be on the Choshen Mishpat." What's the connection between the Choshen and between this? The answer is, Yaakov is telling him, you have one of two choices. You could either follow astrology and that kind of wisdom, or you could follow the Nevuah of true wisdom, of true Chachma, through Hashem's word. So he gave him the choice. If you follow that, you will be right sometimes, but it'll be imprecise. It would have been a disaster. The astrology is right. They had children together, but not through her, through a child. So it would have been a disaster. So every single time, they are right to a certain degree, but not exactly precise. So in this week's parsha, what happened? The astrologer saw that the Moshiach Shel Yisrael is going to be punished through water. Rashi, this week's parsha. Why did Pari say throw all the baby boys into the water? Because the astrology said that the Mashiach Shel Yisrael is going to be punished with water. And it was right. But nothing to do with murdering babies. It has to do with Mashiach was punished with May Meriva. So just to say what you were saying before, just to say this, why didn't astrologers know? What was the point of confusion? Because on one hand, Mashiach Rabbeinu was a Jewish child. On the other hand, who raised him? Bas Parai. And what did the Gemara say? Kol Magado Yosem V'Yisayim V'Kibisayich Beisai Ki'il Yaldai. So it's true. He was on one hand a Jew, on one hand it was a Mitzri. So it's unknowable if it's a Mitzri. That was the point of confusion. But the bottom line is that the astrologers can get it right, somewhat right, but can never get it 100% right. But I just want to end off with saying something from the Stifler. You see, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, you could do everything in the world to try to break the plan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still deliver his plan onto your doorsteps. Look at Pari. He saw this. He tried to do everything in the world to destroy. So what did he do? He sent all the babies into the water. So what happened? What did Yocheved do? It could be Yocheved knew about this, the astrology. She see through Moshe Rabbeinu into the water. And there was a Kiyam. And it seems to be the Ramban said the Gzer was over after Moshe Rabbeinu. But what happened? So she put her into the water, and who finds the baby? Pas Pari, and Pari ends up raising Moshe Rabbeinu. So everything Pari wanted to do to destroy Moshe in Yisrael, he ended up to be the one to raise. The Ibn Ezra says the Moshe in Yisrael had to be raised in a palace. You need somebody with diplomacy skills and somebody raised as a prince. So come out, everything he was trying to do, he was the one creating the Yeshua Shel Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, it's going to be carried out. I meant to say it over today. So the Rambam this story is in the Ben Ishchai in the back. A story about the Rambam. Someone wanted to kill the Rambam. So they told the Sultan or whoever he was that the Rambam deserves to die. So the Rambam went to hiding. So the king called his astrologers and said, "Find out where the Rambam is." So astrologers said that the Rambam right now is hiding on a mountain surrounded by a moat of water, and around the moat of water are metal iron gates. So the king realized there's no such place in Mitzrayim, wherever he was. So he told the Rambam, he sent a message to the Jewish quarter, tell the Rambam to come out of hiding. We won't do anything to him as long as he tells us how he avoided us. So he said, the Rambam came out, he told the king, "I ran to my friend's basement. I filled up a bathtub, an iron bathtub, and I put a rock in it, and I filled it with water. I stood on the rock. I knew the stargazers will say he's on a rocky mountain surrounded by a moat around with my iron fences. But they're able only to say the general idea. They weren't able to say he's locally in someone's basement here." It's the same idea. Okay, cool. Good Shabbos.